The Connect Home initiative to expand at-home broadband access to low-income families is part of a larger goal announced by President Obama in 2011 to bring high-speed internet access to 98% of the country's population. It is recognition the internet is now essential for pursuing education and employment. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he agrees with the objectives of the program but has many questions about its implementation.
I'm anxious to know what the crossing the T's and dotting the I's. I'm anxious to know, show me the money.
The announcement from U.S. Housing and Urban Development said the federal government will not be providing funding for the pilot program, but will put together partnerships of private companies, nonprofits, local governments, and housing authorities in each of the selected communities.
This is really about bridging the digital divide and about ensuring that we have economic mobility for all of our citizens.
Harriet Tregoning, HUD Deputy Assistant Secretary for Community Planning and Development, said Sprint has agreed to provide wireless internet access to families with school-aged children living in Springfield public housing at no charge for 4 years.
It's different in different places, but what Sprint is stepping up to do is provide it for free, so it's really terrific. Springfield residents are also going to have access to a number of different skills training and digital literacy programs that are tailored to different student age groups. And various nonprofits and private sector organizations are stepping up to do that in Springfield.
The local public library is expected to be involved in the initiative to provide digital literacy training. Internet-connected devices will also be available. Implementation details will be worked out during a series of meetings later this year, according to Tregoning.
The next steps are really to bring the communities together along with these cross-sector stakeholders to formulate implementation plans, figure out, you know, if we were successful, how would we know it? What our goals are going to be for this, for both technological adoption and related outcomes, and to figure out exactly what the next steps will be.
Tregoning expects any cost for the program will not be put on taxpayers.
You know, Springfield, Boston, they're places where, you know, there's a lot of philanthropy, there's a lot of, you know, public and civic mindedness, and we're very optimistic that there's going to be a really rich array of partners that that come together to help achieve the goals of this program.
HUD approached Springfield Housing Authority officials earlier this year to see if there was interest in the program. Housing Authority Executive Director William Abrashkin said he is excited Springfield was picked to participate.
And it's a real honor and a real opportunity, and we're going to take advantage of it.
Abrashkin said a survey found 75% of the roughly 2,300 families living in the city's public housing developments do not have broadband access at home.
That's a huge problem because everything is done online. And without being able to get online, you're pretty isolated and excluded.
Springfield has 27 public housing developments. HUD will require the infrastructure for high-speed broadband be included in the construction of new public housing. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.